Through the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Tuesday, is the 4th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Murdad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, we bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter Takwir, verses 1 to 9. Let's listen to that.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إذا الشمس كورت.
When the sun is wrapped up in darkness.
وإذا النجوم كدرت.
And when the stars fall dispersing.
وإذا الجبال سيرت.
And when the mountains are removed.
وإذا العشار عطلت.
And when full-term she-camels are neglected.
وإذا الوحوش حشرت.
And when the wild beasts are gathered.
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ.
And when the seas are filled with flame.
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ.
And when the souls are paired.
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ.
And when the girl who was buried alive is asked.
بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
For what sin she was killed.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The term Ma'uda means a girl who is buried alive. Some commentators have said that this word means heaviness, since when girls were buried alive, the soil that was poured over them was heavy. Some narrations denote to a broader meaning for the verse, so vast that it has been commented on as cutting the ties of kinship or cutting the friendship of the Prophet's household, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, Ahlul Bayt. In a tradition, it is stated that once Imam Baqir was asked about the commentary of this verse, and he said that it meant this: the persons whom are killed for their friendship to us.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
As the previous episode of today's special, during the month of Muharram, we're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. We notice this year and every year the spirit of the majlis and gatherings of Imam al-Hussein all over the world. This revives our sense of hope that there is still a heart beating in the body of this nation, a heart which draws its blood from the pure blood that was spilled at Karbala. All of that is by the blessing of the commemoration of one of the imams from the chain of the Holy Family of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. So how many more blessings would rather be if the last in this chain were present? We can imagine how much the hearts will, which thirst for justice, would welcome this imam after they lost hope in all the theories which promised to bring human happiness. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
We were talking about Bala being the core and the center of Ashura and learning from Ziyarat Ashura lessons. And one of those lessons is how to deal with our own trials and tribulations, how to stay away from harm, how to protect ourselves. Imam Ali alayhi salam in a tradition teaches us. He says, إِذَا نَزَلَ بِكَ مَكْرُوهُ فَانْدُرْ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكَ هِيلَ فَلَا تَعْجِزْ. If makruh or bad or affliction or something that you do not like descends upon you, look and see if there is a hila. Look and see if there is a solution. If there is a solution, فَلَا تَعْجِزْ. Don't be weak. Find the solution. Many of the problems we face can be remedied by solutions. For example, if somebody has problems in marriage, there are many steps that they can take to resolve these issues, to see counselors, to seek counsel, to get advice from their friends and family, to get advice from people that are qualified, from the scholars, and to remedy their marriage. And they learn how to treat their spouse properly, inshallah, they'll have a good marriage. If we have problems with our financial situation, as we learn from this tradition, if there is a hila, if there's a solution, don't be weak, don't be lazy. Study hard, get a good education, work hard, and inshallah, you'll get good sustenance, you'll get good rizq, be organized, you know, come to work on time, and you inshallah have a good sustenance. These are solutions that are in our own hands, that are in our own disposal. But then Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about other trials and tribulations. وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ هِيلَ فَلَا تَجْزَعْ. But there are other makruh or other trials and tribulations that happen to us that are not in our own hands, that we cannot do anything about. What do we do then? What does Imam Ali alayhi salam tell us to do? For the first part, he says, لَا تَعْجَزْ. Don't be weak. Solve the problem. In the second part, it is narrated that he says, لا تجزع, don't have جزع, don't be anxious, don't be worried, don't break apart, be patient. So for us to remedy our problems, we can divide them into two parts. One are problems that we can resolve, inshallah, with prayer, with dua, with, inshallah, working hard, with not sinning, abstaining from sin. Many of our calamities will be, you know, separated from us. And then there are those other groups of calamities that Imam Ali says, when they fall upon you, la tajza. These are calamities that happen to good people, to happen to other good people like the prophets and their successors. Some of the traditions say that the most amount of calamity happens on the prophets and their successors. So know that Allah is testing you. Be happy that He wants to elevate you in rank, that He wants good for you, that He wants you to come out of this world as a tried person, a person that has been tried and that has won and been successful in their tests.
يا حسين 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 يا حسين حسين حسين
Lessons of Muharram
يا حسين 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 يا حسين
I entitled this part as Opening to Forgive. On the night before Ashura, Imam al-Hussein taught us an invaluable lesson on forgiveness. The commander of the opposition army, Hur al-Riyahi, intercepted the caravan of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, forcing them to stop in the land. When realizing his mistakes, Hur ran to camp of Abu Abdullah pleading for forgiveness. Imam Hussein could easily not have forgiven Hur. After all, it was his doing that left Imam Hussein and his caravan in Karbala. However, he forgave him straight away and assured that the Holy Prophet also have forgiven him. This serves as an important reminder that you should always forgive someone no matter what they have done for you if they are sincere in their apology. It's a nice idea that during the month of Muharram, we learn words of Imam al-Hussein. Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, composed and delivered this speech. O people, vie amongst yourself to achieve the most commendable traits and noble character. Move quickly to achieve those results which have spiritual value. Don't count on any good works which you do not hasten to complete. Earn praise and commendation through the successful completion of your deeds. Don't earn criticism and censure by being lazy and lethargic. Notice, in some situations, one person may do good toward another, and that person shows him no gratitude, so he thinks he has no thanks. But Allah Himself is the reward. Allah's generosity is greater and more abundant, and His payment is the greatest. And know this, the requests that people ask of you are actually blessings for you from Allah. Thus, don't face these blessings with lassitude and apathy, lest these blessings be transformed into reprisals and negative consequences.
There are also other methods for us to deal and manage our bala and manage our pains. When we look at some of the other solutions, one is the connection that we have and the love that we have in this world, it makes us more susceptible for bala. The more you're attached to this world, the more you're susceptible when Allah takes it away from you, that you will be feeling very sad, that you'll be feeling in great grief because you're attached to it. So one of the ways that we can make ourselves stronger people, one of the ways that we can separate ourselves and make ourselves less susceptible to bala is to love the world less, to like it less. Not the good parts of the world, not spirituality, not God and the creation. The world is in the lower desires, the hayat ad-dunya, meaning in the lower life, the material world. To have less attachment. If you love something more, if God takes it away or if it's harmed, you're going to be more upset. So if we distance ourselves from the world, whatever Allah takes away from us will be less harmed by it. One of the other methods that we can learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, learn from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, is that we can Remember how Imam Hussein alayhi salam had patience and sabr. We can learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam his patience. That one of the things that we need to strengthen is this ability to deal with things that we don't like. It's called sabr. There's sabr on musibat, sabr when calamities happen, you become very strong, you become immune. And two is sabr on ma'siyat. You become you endure yourself. When it comes to sin, you become very strong and you have sabr and patience. Imam Hussein was very sabur. He had a lot of patience on the day of Ashura. On the day of Ashura, it says that some of his companions, of course, companions were in different levels. But Imam Hussein was like a mountain in Ashura. That when he saw some of them begin to become weak, that he gave them courage, he gave them patience. And inshallah, he gives us patience to deal with our trials and tribulations. In this Muharram, we learn to deal with our pains and trials and tribulations. We learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam that he instilled forbearance and patience, and he made people very strong when it came to difficult times. Inshallah, he will look at us and he'll grant us this patience.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.